last podcast for level one, we talked about Richard having an accident. But for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about why he needs to go to the hospital again. Not another accident, Richard. Tell us what happened.
No, not an accident. But a few weeks ago, we went swimming.
To a river beach?
We went to a river beach. We have rivers here with safe areas for swimming in.
Right.
And of course, I like to swim underwater. And then when I got out, my ears were blocked. Some water had got in my ears and I couldn't get the water out.
Now, that's not the first time. That's quite normal for you, isn't it?
It happens from time to time, yes.
Okay, Richard, you're not deaf, are you?
No, I can just about hear you now, but I am hard of hearing. It is difficult to hear things.
So what problems does that create?
Well, obviously, we like watching the television in the evenings, and it's simply too quiet. I can't really hear it very well. So we need to turn the volume up loud, and you don't like that, do you?
No.
Also, I can't hear the telephone, and I certainly can't speak to anyone on the telephone. It's not good. And, of course, I can't hear you speaking very well either.
Yeah, it's annoying for me as well, because I have to speak more loudly. And also, I have to repeat things a lot.
And certainly, I can't hear you if you're in another room and you shout at me. I can't hear that.
Yeah, having to shout is very annoying. Luckily, with the television, Richard, we do have subtitles.
Yes, they help.
But it does give you a small idea about what it's like to be deaf all the time.
Must be awful. I really don't want to learn sign language. That must be very difficult.
And even if two people can do the sign language, you still need to be standing in front of each other.
You must be face to face, yes.
Yeah, you can't be in another room. So, Richard, you're off to the hospital. Is it painful?
It's not painful, no. I did go to the doctor and she gave me some oil, some eardrops to put in my ears, but unfortunately it hasn't made a difference. In fact, it's worse now than it was before. So she's recommended that I see a specialist in the hospital and hopefully they can clean my ears out.
Right.
And then I can hear properly again.
You know what worries me, Richard, is that sometimes when someone has problems with hearing, they also have problems with balance.
Oh, dear.
And the last thing I want is for you to fall over again and have another accident.